Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Emergency crews responded Friday morning after a pickup truck was discovered underwater at the end of Pryor Road in Saginaw County. According to the Tri-Township Fire District, the white Ford pickup was found submerged, but no occupants were located inside. The Saginaw County dive team conducted a precautionary search of the surrounding water and confirmed no victims were present. Efforts to remove the vehicle from the water are currently underway. And on Monday, December 1st, 2025, Dale Alvin Catlett appeared before Judge Prill for a delayed sentence review hearing. After examining case documentation and hearing directly from the defendant, Judge Prill ruled that Catlett had fully complied with all conditions of the delayed sentence and deemed it successfully completed. During the proceedings, Catlett delivered an emotional statement in which he apologized for his actions, acknowledged the harm caused to the victim, and expressed hope that the victim would find peace again following his actions. He attributed his personal transformation to finding Jesus. Judge Prill thanked Catlett for his remarks, describing them as meaningful and encouraging before formally closing the matter. And Osvaldo Hornedo Lopez was found in violation of his probation on November 19th after testing positive for alcohol during a random screening. Osvaldo admitted to consuming a drink while out, but said he stopped and went home upon realizing the violation. Judge Prill ruled the admission constituted a probation breach and ordered an additional 90 days on a SCRAM alcohol monitoring device. His probation will otherwise continue as previously ordered. And Tammy Alice Langley of Caseville has successfully completed a delayed sentence program, resulting in a reduction of charges. Originally facing larceny of a building charge, Langley fulfilled all requirements of her delayed sentence agreement. Upon successful completion, Judge Prill reduced the charge to attempted possession of analogs. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is R.C. Wise from Bayport State Bank. Why is it advantageous for you to bank with Bayport State Bank? Because we are locally owned and locally controlled. If you need assistance with deposits, loans, checking accounts, savings accounts, and more, you're not just dealing with local people you know and trust, but our management team and stockholders live right in our communities in the Thumb area. They know our Thumb area residents, our farmers, our business owners, our factories, and most everyone who banks with us. That is important because we know our Thumb area and your concerns and can tailor loans and programs that meet your needs. Yes, just like the big impersonal banks, we have online banking, mobile banking, and access to thousands of ATMs throughout the United States. We can do what they do, but we do it better with local personal service. Also, when you bank with Bayport State Bank, your money stays here in our community, helping your neighbors and friends. We also don't charge for mailing out paper statements. Does your bank do that? So stop by one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and see what we can do for you. So make sure you make the wise choice. Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
I spent 14 years in foster care. Mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, reported screening a record of 3.13 million airline passengers on a single day over the weekend, surpassing previous highs amid holiday travel surges. This milestone reflects robust demand for air travel despite weather-related delays in some regions, Airport officials are working to streamline processes for peak periods. And in our international news, Guinea-Bissau's military rules imposed a ban on protests ahead of an ECOWAS delegation visit following a recent coup, while Nigeria offered protection to opposition leader Fernando Diaz da Costa. The political turmoil threatens regional stability in West Africa. Diplomatic talks seek to restore constitutional order. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.